Art Drysdale vignette, Blue Spruce Trees, 3, 2, 1. Is there a tall, old blue spruce on your property? If so, chances are it is dead branches. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. How to care for it after this. 3, 2, 1. A neighbor has 2 tall, old blue spruces on her lawn. Years back, the lower branches were trimmed off in order that the trees not block the driveway. This is unfortunate. Evergreen trees, such as pine, spruce, and fir, should never have the lower branches removed unless they are dead or dying. This means when planting these trees, you should take into account their eventual spread and be absolutely certain that they won't interfere with walks, drives, or the house. If these trees can be grown without having the lower branches trimmed, and if the old needles can be left to gather beneath, there is a much better chance that the trees will last for many decades with few problems caused by a disease known as Cytospora. Once the bottom branches are removed, the tree is noticeably weakened, and if the natural acid ground cover of needles is raked away, which most gardeners do, that makes it even worse for the tree. The bottom line for old spruce trees is to leave as much of the ground beneath the spread of the branches as natural as possible with a thick needle mulch, and do not remove the lower branches unless they are dead or dying. Another point about the disease Cytospora, if your tree is infected, you will note white cotton-like exudations on the interior branches. All of the old dead wood should be removed, making sure to sterilize the saw in Javel after each cut. Infected trees can live on for many, many years. I'm Art Drysdale.